Welcome to the Diabetic Health Clinic Podcast, a lifestyle designed to normalize your blood sugar levels. You can always visit us on www.diabetichealthclinic.org. That's www.diabetichealthclinic.org. Today we're talking to Christine. Now, Christine has just completed the second week of her juice fast. She's in her third week. And Christine today is talking to a group of people who are in the third day of their juice fast. It's amazing to hear how Christine talks about her experience, how her health has improved, how she's dropped medications, and it is amazing to hear some of the incredible benefits that she's gaining from this experience. Sit back, relax, and have a listen to what is possible.
Hello, Christine.
Christine, it's Peter. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Peter. How are you?
Excellent. You've got a room full of people listening to you. There's probably about 25 people here.
Oh, so excuse me if I'm shy.
Fair enough. Now, just to put you in the picture, the group yep. that you're talking to is around 3 days into their juicing. Would you basically maybe just like to tell everybody what day you're up to at the moment?
As of this morning, we are on day 16.
Okay. So you're a couple of weeks ahead of what we're doing in this group. So just before we get started, I thought, Christine, that maybe you could share a little bit of your background with everybody, what you've done and just what you're doing.
Okay, so my background is that I am a 47-year-old woman with two children and a husband living on the South Coast. I work in the community a lot with mental health and with anger care, so I'm always with people. So a huge high exposure for me, especially in the newspapers and that when we're running events. So a lot of people watching every day. So I've got accountability all over with this group. And both my parents were diabetic. So when I was diagnosed 9 years ago, I wasn't surprised because you kind of think, oh, your parents have got it, so there's a good chance you're going to get it. But my thinking was, oh, great, I can take insulin. Thinking, you take the insulin and then you're going to be normal and everything's going to be okay. Well, it didn't happen that way. My insulin had to keep getting increased, but it was metformin. I was taking 2,000 milligram a day, one in the morning, one at night. I was on 80 units of insulin in the morning, 80 units of insulin in the evening. So I knew that things weren't going to get any better, things were only going to get worse, and my body was suffering for it. Of an event that I attended where I was collecting a check, and that's my before photo because I looked horrible, I looked sick, I was just a big balloon that was just swollen all over my fingers, my feet were bulging out of my shoes, and it's just a horrible, horrible picture to remind me of what illness looks like.
Yep. So basically, how long ago were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed about 8-9 years ago.
Right. That problem's been with you since then, obviously, and yes. It's sort of progressed on. Everybody's sitting here, and I can see on their faces they're really interested in finding out how you're going with your juice fast. How are you feeling, Christine?
Absolutely amazing. It's like a miracle where, for example, here's a little one that happened just yesterday. I was washing my juicer with hot water, and all of a sudden, it felt like I had electric shock. And I quickly switched the water off, and I went, what was that? And what it was that I actually felt the hot water at my fingertips for the first time in maybe 8-9 years. Yeah. I could pick up something hot, like a hot cup of tea with 100%, 100 degrees boiling water, and move it onto the table with that pain. I didn't realize that my husband would take the cup from me. He'd go, oh, Chris, that's so hot. How can you carry that? And I'd say, I can't feel it. And yesterday was the first time I actually felt hot water at my fingertips.
That must be really exciting.
It is. It's amazing. It's like a whole new awareness. So for me, I've lost a lot of weight. So since December, 14th of December, when I had that photo taken, I knew something wasn't right. I thought maybe I'm gluten intolerant. So we cut out all the gluten out of our diet, my daughter and I particularly. And I was 114 kilos then, and just going off the gluten, I went down to about 108 kilos, which people were saying, wow, you look amazing. But what that meant was I couldn't just eat anything that was placed in front of me. I had to be very careful what I put in my mouth. So then, in starting day one with you, Peter, and you saying, cut out all processed foods, cut it all out for now, just don't have any, start on that. And just in that period, from the before the juice fast actually started, I'd lost another 6 kilos just from eliminating all the processed foods. Since the juice fast till now, I've lost over 12 kilos. And my daughter, who's 15 and suffers with polycystic ovary syndrome and sinus, and she was on metformin as well, she's lost about 7 kilos, and everything seems to be working for her in energy and less headache. All the things that you would get with sinus issues seems to be going for her too.
What was the total weight loss from the start of the juice fast?
12 kilos.
12 kilos. So that's on top of the other bits and pieces that you lost beforehand.
Yes.
All right. What are you down to now?
I'm now down to 91 kilos.
From 100 and...
108.
From 108. That's well done. Congratulations. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
You're actually getting a clap here.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's no effort except following the juice fast.
Yep.
And hearing, you know, your preparation, your information that you give us the whole time, your preparation in, you know, people are saying to me, Christine, how did you do it? What did you do? I'm going to get on to it. And I just stop them and I say, just so you know, this is where you can go to see Joe Cross's website and all that, and the Diabetic Health Clinic if you've got diabetes. But I've had hours and hours, 14 hours of support before I did my first day of juice fast. So I told them it's not something you can encourage yourself, but you need to be with other people to encourage you, like you have been for us.
The most important thing in all of this, because we're talking about weight loss, and it's great to hear that, and I'm sure that people are saying to you, wow, look at you, what's happened to you, what are you doing? Because that's normally what happens.
Yep.
The most interesting thing, I suppose, and the most important thing for us is explain to us what happened with your sugar levels through the juice fast, when it happened, when you took away the drugs, and where are you at now with your sugar levels?
Okay, so even with my insulin, my sugar levels were... I'd wake up with depression because I'd be eating all the right food, doing the exercise. I wake up in the morning and my sugar's like 9.7 or 12 point something. And that would set my day off in feeling totally depressed because I'm thinking, if I've got that level now and I'm doing this, what hope have I got to get any better any time? So, and I even said to the doctor crying, I said, you know, when I do this test, this is how I'm feeling. You know, it gets so depressing. And he said, Christine, you're doing all that there is and there's nothing more we can do. We've just got to keep monitoring. And that's what was the answer. So my sugars were always 9 to 15 as my fasting sugar. Now it's 6.5 to 7.5. Every morning, that's what I get. Nothing over. I never see an 8 on my monitor. And I had to stop the insulin. I actually stopped it on the first night of day one. First evening of day one, I didn't take my injection.
You've never taken them since, obviously?
No, I haven't at all. And not even the metformin. The metformin, I wasn't sure to stop it. Because with the insulin, you regulate it yourself. So my sugars were low, so I dropped the insulin. And then the next day, I thought, well, there's no point me being on metformin because that's not going to help me to recover from whatever's been done to me. So I haven't had metformin and I haven't had insulin for 15 days. And my blood pressure tablet, I've had to stop because my blood pressure was always very high. And I would say to the doctor, well, I've been running, like I'm very busy and I'm exhausted from running. And that's why my blood pressure is high. He goes, oh, well, we'll look at that later, you know. But it actually went down to normal, so I actually had to stop that as well.
So you've stopped your blood pressure meds as well, on top of everything?
Absolutely. And also my reflux medication.
Your reflux medication. So tell us about that.
Well, again, because my father had it and we just thought it's just a natural thing, you know, the normal process of aging, that I suffer from reflux so bad that it would make my whole body septic and ill, because it was just such a horrible feeling, the reflux. And if I ever missed one tablet a day, the next morning I knew it very quickly. So it was something I was dependent on, and I had stopped it totally. So every time I took a tablet, I would go, now there's another $1.10 I'm taking. So now I'm thinking all the money I'm saving, I'll be saving $140 every month just on my medication.
It's a lot of money. Just imagine all the good food you can buy with that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm. So, Christine, that's an amazing story. Like, within just such a short period of time to actually have a turnaround of that magnitude, you must be over the moon.
Oh, man. You know, it's like, seriously, and I'm no word of a lie, we walk around, my daughter and I and my husband, and we just, for me and my daughter especially, or for me now, because I need to continue for my health, so everyone's responsible for their own mouth. Everyone's responsible for their own future. So I said to my daughter yesterday, I remember my mother, before she died, she always used to say to me as I was growing up, Christine, don't let yourself go, because you become like me and it's very, very hard. Now, I said to my daughter, Nana used to cry about after having to walk in her shoes. I said to her, if my mother knew that secret that Peter's given us, that key to success in achieving a healthier lifestyle, my mother would have been so happy to be able to do that. She would have done it, you know? So with ABLE, you've given us an opportunity to teach the next generation things that we never had that opportunity when we were kids, to be able to monitor and be responsible for their own healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Christine, what you're saying is just so true. It just seems we put the right things in our mouth and everything fixes itself.
And I've also heard other people saying, oh, my husband wouldn't be an encouragement, or my wife, you know, wouldn't care and all that. And I say to them, you know, it's your own body. Don't care what anyone else thinks. Mm. It's your journey. If you're going to feel good and you're going to have energy, we're lacking nothing. We've got energy. We've got, we can run together, we can play together. People look at us and they go, wow, you look amazing. They look twice. They're expecting the fat Christine and they're seeing a thinner Christine and they're going, man, I didn't even recognize you.
Amazing. One last thing, Christine.
Yep.
You've got a room full of people here that are in day three. Now, you're sort of stepping into week three now.
Yep.
If you were going to say something to this group of people at day three, what would it be?
I would say to all of you, if you were to choose to stop for whatever reason, you're losing the biggest opportunity, your second chance in having a new life. The new beginning, the fresh start, the one that people are so envious and spend thousands of dollars at the gym and all these other things that they do. I'm telling you, you can do it. If I can do it, and I'm telling you, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And it'd be a shame to actually throw that opportunity away. Now my daughter's clapping here.
Christine, thank you so much. I think we should give Christine a clap for what she's done.
You're welcome. And you know what? It's great that, Peter, that you're there for the whole travelling and the support to one another. Never think that you're the only one struggling. It can be a struggle sometimes. When I read that, the things that can go to stages, and I look at that and I think, oh my goodness, all this can happen. It's the worst scenarios they're giving us, but the reality is it doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Christine, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I think everybody really appreciates what you've said. Just wish you a very good night. And
very much.
Juice on.
Thank you. And I'd really like to know the outcome of the group too. I'd like to know how they're going in the future as well.
Absolutely. We'll let you know. We'll keep you informed.
All right. Good night. Thank you very much.
No worries. Good night. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
If you're a diabetic and you're thinking, well, what can I do? I would encourage you to visit www.diabetichealthclinic.org. Go to the Diabetic Health Clinic Lifestyle Program section where you can go through a questionnaire that will identify if you will benefit from taking part in the Diabetic Health Clinic Lifestyle Program. When you're on our webpage, I would also encourage you to join our Facebook page. You will find a link there on the bottom of the page. The Facebook page has all the latest posts that we put out there, including the latest research into diabetes, some of the latest and greatest diabetic-friendly recipes, and many other things. It's a great way to stay in touch. I look forward to catching up with you on the next podcast.